All right.
It. So you have the uplifting story.
Yes.
What's your uplifting story this time? What is it? Tell me things.
I got two of them. Do you want the really fucking weird one first? Or the actually uplifting story first?
You should do, like, the actual uplifting one last, just okay. So I can crush everything with my bad story.
Okay. You ready? Don't look at my computer.
Okay, I won't do it. I want it to be a surprise, too.
Don't look at my notes. No, I'll just...
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
There we go.
Okay.
So, this is a wonderful story about a woman who got married.
That's... Okay.
She has officially married a ghost, and let's get into this shit.
Okay. So...
So, her name is Amanda Teig.
Okay.
She is divorced from a guy. They have, like, 5 kids together, and she claims that she's never had a relationship like the one she's had with this ghost. His name is Jack. The guy's name is Jack. And then he is actually he's from Haiti. She's a Haitian. He's Haitian? Haitian?
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
She married Haitian. A ghost named Jack.
From Haiti.
From Haiti. And he was a Haitian pirate.
Hmm.
And she said that he is black, with jet black hair, and was executed for his crimes in the 1700s.
So this Amanda girl sounds, like, batshit crazy.
Well, actually, I guess it's a more common... It's not super common, but other people marry ghosts, apparently, according to her anyway. The thing that I find funny is her husband's name is Jack, and she's a Jack Sparrow impersonator.
Oh, God. That is pretty funny, actually. Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna be obsessed with Jack Sparrow and then marry a ghost named Jack, who's...
You may as well.
Yeah.
And she claims that they have a fairly normal marriage. They go on dates. They sometimes have arguments, and they have a healthy sex life.
Oh, so it's her fucking nothing. Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, the Tumblr post that's like, can you imagine how many ghost sticks are around you right now? I think it was a Tumblr post. It may have been a tweet,
like,
or something.
Like, when you open your mouth and you get a, like, dick shoved in your mouth.
Yeah, it could happen. Like, as I'm talking right now, a ghost could be, like, trying to...
As we're recording this podcast, we're giving ghost blowjobs.
Spooky
ones. With a lot of teeth.
Oh, okay,
because we're talking, so it's...
I know, I was going to say, I open and close my mouth at least 1,000 times.
You're not, like, just like,
Is that your blowjob
voice? I've never fucking, like, moved my tongue that much before in my life.
Oh. We're learning new skills as we're going along with this
What she said is that it's a real thing, and there are lots of people in spiritual relationships, but just they don't talk about it. For reasons, I feel like. Because, like...
Well, I feel like, realistically, it's almost like... honestly, I don't know if I believe in ghosts or anything. Like, I want to. But, like, I just don't know if it's, like, 100% a real thing. So, I think it's more realistic to look at this as, like, she's kind of, like, out there. And it's almost like she's dating herself. Wait. Like, you can't fuck a ghost.
Ghosts, just you, like, wait.
Just... Oh, God. Okay, sorry, I keep interrupting.
Okay, well, yeah, goddammit.
Anyway, I'm so sorry.
She claims her family has been very supportive of their relationship. And when they took the next step, when Jack proposed, so like, the ghost got down on one knee and proposed to her. She's just weird. Anyway, she told him she wasn't cool with having casual sex with a spirit, and I wanted to make a proper commitment to each other. If I'm going to be in a long-term relationship with someone, I want to have the right to be married.
I don't even know what to say.
She's got wedding pictures and everything. And in her wedding pictures, she doesn't have Jack in the pictures.
So it's just her standing by.
Well, no, they replaced him with a pirate flag.
Are there pictures on this website?
Yes. And there's her with his lovely grave. There it is. It's a crossbone... flag.
I like how she's, like, posing next to it.
She's posing next to the flag on the beach.
Wow.
So that's her thing about why she got married, is because if she's going to have a long-term relationship with a ghost, they may as well get married.
Yeah. If you love someone, get the law involved. That's...
Get the law involved. That's funny. So they had to go out into international waters to do it, though, because otherwise they can't... It wouldn't have been legal. So under international waters, they're legally married.
That's...
So they're out on a boat with a pirate ghost. And then that pirate ghost got married to this chick.
I wonder if all his ghost friends know about it. I wonder if he, like, talks to his ghost.
He had a bachelor friend. Party.
Yeah, with ghost strippers.
Ghost strippers.
I would go to that.
Do they just take off their sheet? And there's another sheet there, just more vibrantly colored or something.
Probably. But I would go to a ghost bachelorette party. Like, I don't know. I've been to two bachelorette parties, actually. And all we did was, like, play Pin the Junk on the Hunk. So... You take, okay, like, a cutout penis.
I can see what, yeah.
Yeah.
You put, yeah, okay.
There was this one that, it was called Fire Crotch, and it was literally, like, supposed to be, like, ginger crotch, but it was just fireballs. Looked very cartoony.
Anyway. So, for their wedding, they went out into international waters. I already said that. They use a medium that would allow Jack to say, I do. And they had that flag. So it was like her standing at the altar with this flag. And then a medium was talking to her through the flag.
I wonder if they, like, sexed through a Ouija board. Oh, you're getting...
Amanda explained that sex with a spirit is surprisingly similar to sex with a human.
Surprisingly.
She added... that it is well known that people feel a spirit touch their hands or their face or their hair. The only difference with having a sexual relationship with a spirit is obviously the sense of touch goes a lot deeper.
Oh.
You can literally feel the physical act of what the spirit is doing to you, and you and the spirit can feel it too.
That's... You literally could not pay me enough money to be like, going to, like, these newspapers and everything and being like, yeah, I fucked a ghost. Like, I...
No, she fucks a ghost. Not... She's still fucking that ghost.
Oh, God.
They went on a honeymoon. A ghost pirate honeymoon. Do you think they just, like, pirated videos and had sex?
Is that a pun? Did I sense a pun? I don't know. I feel like that would be kind of the whole point of a honeymoon. Just do nothing but bang the whole time.
You know, I don't know. I've never been on a honeymoon.
Hey, me either. Single. You're not.
I don't know what to say to that. But, yeah. So, that's the story of the woman who got tired of humans being shitheads and decided to marry a pirate ghost who was apparently ready to commit. But, like, how can she have proof that he's not cheating on her?
That's actually a really good question. Like, I have no idea. I wonder if she has to, like, go through a medium to figure it out.
She probably doesn't have trust issues.
That might be, like, the ideal husband, boyfriend is a ghost, because you never know if they cheat on you.
You just all of a sudden feel sex.
Hell, maybe I should go out with a ghost.
You're just fucking sleeping. Like, and insert.
Okay.
So, my next story.
All right.
Is an actual, like, legit news story. It's not about fucking ghosts.
Okay.
You fucking cat.
Alright, hold that thought. I'm gonna let him out.
No, just, he can fucking deal with it.
Alright.
Onyx, you can sit here for 20 minutes. Or, I mean, one. Anyway. So this is about the, River Thames.
The what?
River Thames in London.
Okay.
And basically, I found it's a really funny, it just seems really British to me that they would name it this, but it's called a For Fish's Sake campaign. Well, fish's sake. Like, that's how
it's very British.
Yes. Basically, they're trying to encourage people not to litter quite so much in the London River. Mm-hmm. And what they find is food and trash and debris and stuff. But they find cool stuff, like in the picture here that they have, there's like a roller skate and shit like that. And glasses and flip flops. But in the River Thames, there is 125 species of native wildlife,
like seals, dolphins, and they even have seahorses in that river. So, damn. Basically an ocean, but a river.
It's an ocean in river form. Yeah. Okay.
So their hashtag is like hashtag FFSLDN. So it's just for fish's sake, don't litter in this, you know, river.
Yeah.
So they're trying to raise awareness as to, like, there's about 300 tons of rubbish cleared from the river each year. And that's, honestly, like, that's just so British. Anyway. So basically they're trying to create a model that will work in any town or city with a waterway. So they're trying to just make people aware that there's fish and stuff in this river and stop dumping your fucking trash in the river. Because River Thames is a kind of nasty place. I don't, like, in New York, if you went onto the Hudson, the cat's sniffing the microphone. If you went onto the Hudson, you can't even see, like, an inch into that water. It's so gross.
Oh, God.
That's what the, like, nasty. We're spoiled here in Montana.
Yeah, every, like, body of water we have is fucking gorgeous. Like, honestly, there's nothing to do in Montana, but, like, if you're an outdoorsy person, it's beautiful.
Well, like, up by Kalispell, there's a lake up there that's, like, kind of murky. You can still see the bottom of the lake,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of murky, and people complain that it's murky, and I'm like, no, it's not. You stop. You stop now.
Well, I know when I first moved here, like, I was disappointed because after you grow up, like, near some of the most beautiful beaches on the planet, swimming in a lake is, like, the last thing you want to do. And I don't know if you've been to Georgetown Lake by Anaconda, Phillipsburg area.
I've driven around it.
It's gross. Like, it's just nasty. And I think it's just because Georgetown is, like, a man-made lake. I don't know how many of those are in Montana, but, like,
there's actually quite a few of them.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. It's, honestly, it's,
we just happen to, there's nobody fucking here. There's probably 10 times as many people in London as there is in the state of Montana.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's no one in Montana to litter, so.
Yeah. So, basically, they're encouraging people to use the trash can and not the river as a trash can. If you see litter, pick it up and put it in a trash can. If the bin is full, the trash can. They say bin because it's British. If the trash can is full, find another one, take your litter home, all that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know the horrifying statistics about fish living in there, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, 7 out of 10 Londoners think that the Thames is too polluted for fish to survive. Which makes sense. It honestly does. And then 80% of the ocean plastic comes from land-based sources, so they have a bunch of plastic coming from the Thames into the ocean because of the amount of litter that's in there.
That's sad.
The river also provides a bunch of jobs, so if you, like, destroy the river, you're destroying the jobs. So, people in London, take care of your river, just, you know. And not saying that London's the only place that has a really gross rivers.
Well, like,
it's just one of those things. Like, they're just trying, that's what this organization is. For fish's sake, don't drop litter. Just, they're trying to encourage people to stop dropping litter in the historic river of the River Thames.
Mm. Well, like, speaking of polluted water, too, like, I don't know, I think I may have already told you this, but, like, turtles are developing strains of herpes because of how polluted their habitats are now.
I just read something that was, because of global warming, certain sea turtles, their sex is determined by the temperature of the sand. So, like, there's a ratio of, like, 176 females to one male of that species, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
But anyway, the positive turn I was going to take on this, people trying to, movement is really, I just thought it was really cool.
That is pretty cool.
But the thing about the Thames is it also has a bunch of archaeological cool shit that goes on in it.
Oh, really?
Because it's been there throughout fucking, like, ancient history. So they have all these dope-ass ancient artifacts that have, this is a list of the ones that have just washed up on the river. So there's like sunken ships in there.
Oh, damn.
That's like the only thing I'm remembering. Anyway, so you've got a bunch of old coins, a bunch of clay pipes, like really old clay pipes.
Uh-huh.
really old keys. And then we can post this on our Instagram. I'll post one of these on the Instagram. You get old locks, coins from, like, Roman era. You find Roman coins. Thimbles, which I don't know why I don't know why you give a shit about. Why, how does a thimble even get in the...
I don't know.
Anyway, I think the really... Whatever a love... love token is.
Love token?
Yeah. Oh, cat.
The cat just fucking falcon punched the microphone.
dice, like metal dice, like super old metal dice.
Oh, man. That's really sweet, dude. Like...
Medieval dice, if that's okay.
Stone tools. Oh, that's really cool.
Bombs. There's so many bombs down there. So many bombs.
That's kind of terrifying.
So many of them. But yeah, basically the Thames is a archaeological wonder. Like, people go out there and metal detect a lot. Once the tide goes down, they'll go out there and metal detect stuff, and they'll find all sorts of cool shit. Just Google, like, Thames artifacts and stuff. Yeah. And stuff like
that. That would be really cool. If, like, I would love, like, one of these days to go out.
So, I mean, that's technically litter.
And do that shit.
It's just cool litter.
It's there's, like, bad litter, and then there's, like, bombs and keys and shit that you're like, oh, this is interesting.
So, for fish's sake, stop littering. But check out these dope-ass archaeological artifacts that were technically litter at one point in time. But anyway, those are my stories.
Well, that's... pretty cool.
Ghost fucking and
pollution.
Oh, pollution.
You know, whatever. Ghost fucking in water.
Ghost fucking in water. Very. Do you think ghosts fish fucking water?
Because can you repeat fish that entire water. Question?
Fish fucking water. So do ghosts fish fucking in water?
Probably. Where else would they fuck? There's no such thing as fish heaven. Fish don't get into heaven. They wouldn't fucking heaven. Does anyone fucking heaven?
That depends on your religion.
It's true.
I don't think we should get into it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. I was just trying to make a joke.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's just once you hit religion, you're like, let's talk about all of them.
Yeah, like religion and politics are like two of the topics that I feel like we shouldn't bring up on this podcast, at least while we're still getting it started.
Sinkhole of podcasting.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, what do you got for me?
Okay, so I recently came across this news story about this wreck in California, like this car wreck. This driver managed to somehow drive his car directly into the second story of a dentist's office. Second story! Like, he got caught, like, on the dividers or something, and, like, he was speeding and on drugs or something. Like, I don't know if he was on drugs, but I've read stuff saying,
I've seen people ramp off of dividers. Yeah. You can get some air on that.
Yeah.
Shit.
So he fucking flew into the second story of a dentist's office. Like, honestly, that's just the whole story, but it's, like, it's so weird. Like, do you imagine, like, witnessing that?
Was the dentist giving someone a shot when this cat car... did he, like, stab someone in the neck with it or something?
I don't know. But, like, I think... I think it happened when, like, either really late at night or super early in the morning, like, 3 or something. But, like, yeah, that would be, like, I don't know if any people were in the building. I would hope not.
Well, I was just remembering Horton, Here's a Who.
Oh.
When he stabs him in the arm, yeah. And then he's, like, running around with, like, a numb arm. That's what all I can think of. But if it's early in the morning, I don't think.
Well, like, I saw pictures of, like, the fire department. It was, like, Orange County Fire Police Department or something. They were trying to...
Oh, this is California?
Yeah, it was in California.
Of course it was
California. Yeah, of course it was. But they were trying to get the car, like, down, back on the ground. And, like, apparently, I don't know if there was more than one person in the car, but someone was still stuck in the vehicle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so could you imagine, like, being suspended midair and being like, oh, what happened? Like, how do I get down? Be terrifying. But yeah, I mean, it's not like a huge story, but it's really, I don't know, it's still kind of weird. So I guess moral of the story, don't do drugs and drive. Just don't do it.
Don't do drugs and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs and drive. Just Fucking stay inside. Don't die.
I've seen a lot of videos of people hitting barriers and they ramp up on those things.
I love watching the, there's, like, some pretty weird, like, dash cam footage videos on YouTube. I used to watch them sometimes just because some of them are kind of funny, but there's this one that I saw, like, a couple years back, this meteor in, like, Russia or something, like, was flying by and the dash cam caught it. Yeah, it was, like, scary. So you just see it whizzing by and then you, like, see... Did you say it was
Russia, though?
Yeah, it was in Russia.
Russia has some of the weirdest dash cam videos.
Well, I think it's something for their insurance. Like, they have to have a camera on their dash to, like, for the insurance companies.
Oh. Well, I'm just being, like, they catch a lot of weird shit on those dash cams.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
I mean, there's a lot of weird shit on American dash cams, too. But, like, you have, there's, like, entire articles about, like, weird Russian dash cam videos.
Yeah.
And I love them so much. They're just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Aw, you're loafing, Onyx.
Your cat is just so adorable.
You're, like, violently scratching him. He's, like, so violently. Oh, my God.
It's because I don't have nails. I'm, like, trying to scratch his neck. He's, like, not having it. He's, like, stop!
Now he's cleaning himself of your like, you terribleness. Dirty
bitch. Why are you touching me? I'm barely petting you now, and you still hate me.
It's a motherfucker.
Well,
that dentist had. I hope that dentist had insurance.
God, I hope so. That would suck if he didn't.
Does insurance cover it cars should, flying well, like, through window?
Property, like he probably has like.
The... It's probably a State Farm commercial now. We are farmers. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I don't think that's a State Farm jingle.
Yes, it is.
We are farmers.
It's State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ah, fuck!
God, Dinara.
We farmers insurance?
Didn't you learn anything from Jake from State Farm?
What the hell is We Are Farmers, though?
We Are Farmers. I'm pretty sure it's like a, that's like a food thing.
No, it's not. I literally just watched a commercial about it when I was talking about ghost. It's the ghost fucking article. There's a commercial. We Are Farmers.
Is that State Farm? I'm so
Google confused. It.
I'm going to. I feel like it's for a like a food thing, like frozen vegetables or something. Oh, I'm thinking of Green Giant.
Green Giant. Yeah, he's he doesn't litter in the Thames, I bet, because he's green.
Yeah, We Are Farmers commercial. It's Farmers Insurance.
Farmers Insurance.
Farmers Insurance.
I feel like an idiot now.
I feel like only one insurance company should have the word farm in it. It's too complicated for us simpletons.
I'm not a simpleton.
I am.
No, I am. Don't adjust your glasses at me.
I can't see. I'm blind as fuck.
Glasses mean you're smart, right?
No.
I can't imagine having to wear glasses, not gonna lie.
Honestly, it's like, I've been wearing glasses for so long that I don't even notice that I'm wearing glasses.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, like, I think I was, like, 16 or 17 when I was, like, seriously considering getting contacts because I was, like, I look so ugly with glasses, like, I have acne and glasses and, like, these gross-ass teeth and, like, I don't know, like, I never had braces either. There was, like, one tooth, though, that was just crooked and I don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, so anyway, I was like, I look like the stereotype of a nerd, so I just wanted to get contacts, but it turns out my eyes are too sensitive for contacts.
Oh.
So I have to wear glasses, so I'm okay. Stuck like this forever.
Well, that sucks.
It does.
Leave us a like or a comment, just so we know people are out there listening to us. Just, you know, it's not worth it if no one's gonna talk to you.
Yeah. Also,
we're not mean. We don't bite usually. The cat will.
The cat definitely. He's bit me at least three times during this bite, whole like, podcast.
Fucking nuts. Yeah.
Onyx. All right.
Find us on social media. We're on Instagram as Soft N Hard.
Yep.
Podcast. Soft and Hard podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. So
So go check us out. There's not a lot of pictures on there. I'll post some pictures of the weird shit that you find in the dams, and maybe put that hashtag about the for fish's sake.
Yeah.
I want to meet the person who came up with that pun.
Yeah, that's pretty creative. I like it.
But anyway, hit us up. We like talking to people. Anyway, so. I'm soft.
I'm hard. I hate saying that. Freaks me out.
I'm soft and she's hard.
That's all.
And the
that's
cat's fluffy.
Soft, fluffy, and hard.
So, no.
All right, we're done with this.